I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. Oh my God, I'm chomping on gum. I gotta throw it out. This is gross. But the gum's good. It's like orange gum. I love orange gum. Tonight, it's Dallas Housewives night, and people are loving the season. I'm loving the season. We've got Stephanie and Carrie from The Real Housewives of Dallas. Stephanie's having quite a season, and a lot more to come from her. See you in there.
She threw Brandy a surprise baby bash, and she re-glued Leanne's eyelash. It's Watch What Happens Live with Stephanie and Carrie from The Real Housewives of Dallas now. Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with two Dallas gals who missed tonight's rodeo because one had a family vacation sitch and one is simply a bougie bitch. From the Real Housewives of Dallas, please welcome back Stephanie Holman and Carrie Duber. Great to see you both.
Great to see you.
Love that jumpsuit, Carrie.
Thank you.
Who makes that?
Thank you.
Who makes that?
This is Caroline Ritzler?
I feel like maybe I could wear that jumpsuit.
Yeah, I think you should. Yeah, Caroline Ritzler.
Yeah.
I think it's very cool.
I love
it. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. In honor of National Policewoman Day, she is here to serve and protect my top shelf liquor. Please welcome Chief Jacqueline Luthien from the Lakewood, New Jersey Police Department. Great to see you, Chief.
Thanks for having me.
Did you know you had your own day?
I didn't actually know about today.
I know, there are a lot of crazy days, but
exactly.
This one we love. Let's get started. Do you ever regret covering that swimming pool?
Not a day. There's never been a day.
Not a day. The house looks great, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, to ease Leanne's concerns about the pre-wedding jitters, tonight Rich re-proposed. What was your reaction to that?
I mean, I think it was sweet. I think, you know, Leanne wanted some reassurance, and sometimes in life you need reassurance. So, I mean, I think it was a positive.
Stephanie, it was very brave of you to be so open with your battle with depression over the years. What made you reveal that at the top of the season, and what has the response been?
You know, I was just kind of in a moment with Leanne where we were talking about depression, and I felt like I'd never gotten to know her, and I think sometimes when you share deep things, you can connect. So I shared it, and then I was like, okay, there's no turning back, but It was the best thing I've ever done because I personally needed to let go of that time in my life. And I had never, I had never really come to terms with what happened.
Yeah, I was proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, Stephanie and Carrie are here to answer your questions. But before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, when the heir to a multi-million dollar family empire and a woman who once wore a poop hat squashed an Adderall rumor to become besties, everyone was a bit taken aback. But here's what. Unlike the tequila fueling Deandra and Brandy's friendship, Leanne did not find the duo to be an upper. Watch this.
Hanging out with Brandy is fun for me because it feels like I'm back in college. We do silly things. We have fun together.
We're best friends.
Wow. This is a talent that I would expect from Brandy and Stephanie. This is not normal behavior for Deandra.
I just get a little, I get nervous for you. I know what she's capable of. I've been the victim of her.
This is from Olive, your Hoochie Mamas.
It's from our store.
I'm a little concerned with Deandra behaving like Brandy. She's just spreading the cheeks of her ass and dropping a K-cup.
Reaction to Leanne's reaction to their friendship.
I mean, I think that Leanne probably, you know, she's been burned by Brandy but in the past, so I think that she's probably putting that out there, projecting that a little bit onto Deandra.
I mean, Brandy's my best friend, and she's the most fun, amazing girl in the world. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Leanne and I are friends. So, for me, I feel like I haven't changed. If nothing else, I feel like I'm more fun with her. So, I think there's nothing wrong with doing butt darts.
I mean, who doesn't want to have fun, right?
Yeah, like I have fun with her. I don't think
you and you and Brandy have little girl helium voices.
I know.
Have you been told that before?
Yes. And every day on Twitter. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I feel okay, like I have a man voice.
I love it. We all do.
I know. I'm like, clear.
Second, tonight on Dallas, the women went to the rodeo to celebrate Deandra's birthday. And here's what. Well, it wasn't everyone's first rodeo. It sure felt like it was Cameron's. Take a look.
What do you remember about the stockyards?
Well, the bulls were all walking around.
The bulls?
Wasn't it? Bulls? Bulls?
Bulls?
Yeah, the bulls.
Do you mean with the...
The horns. Yeah, the bulls.
B-U.
B-U. L-L. Yes.
I'm going to get hurt.
No, you're not, I promise.
I'm going to get this.
Okay.
I'm so scared.
Lean the other way.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Goodbye,
being on a wild moving animal is like making me feel like I'm like one with the rodeo.
Was that a wild moving animal,
no,
by the way?
No,
it was a mechanical bull.
Right, yeah. Does it seems like Cameron is making strides towards loosening up a little bit this season. Would you say that?
Yeah, I
absolutely
would. I mean, she's giving it a go.
I feel like the more the season progresses, I feel like the more she's... I had more fun with her.
Yeah?
She's on that bowl.
Bull. Yeah, right.
Yes.
That bowl.
Yes.
Right. Finally, as we've learned this season, investing in drama is not in Stephanie's budget. But 22,000 surprise, my friend had a secret baby party, sure are. So here's what I'm dying to know. What else is in her modest budget? I'm going to ask a question about Stephanie's spending habits. Carrie will predict how she will answer, and then Stephanie will reveal. Okay, Carrie, does Stephanie spend more than $10,000 a month on cosmetic procedures and upkeep?
Oh, Lord. Every month?
Yeah.
Not every month, no.
Stephanie?
No.
Okay, good.
Never,
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, okay. Carrie, does Stephanie own more than $1 million worth of jewelry?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. does Stephanie have a good safe?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. Carrie, what's the most Stephanie's ever spent on a children's party for one of her kids?
Oh, I would say, I mean, like a modest 10 grand. 20. 25.
I'm honestly, 20. I do pool parties. I do pizza. Like my, I ask my kids what they want and I do that. Like it's not about me, it's about them.
So it's not.
No, girl. It's like maybe 1,000.
Okay.
Oh, you're better than me.
Okay, Carrie, has Stephanie ever bought a new friend an expensive gift? Like to win her favor, like Cameron thinks Brandy was doing with Deandra tonight.
No, I mean, I mean, she buys gifts like $150 or something. Not like...
No, I don't buy people I don't know.
Right. all right, Carrie, has Stephanie ever tipped a waiter extra for being super hot?
No, I mean, for sure.
All the time, yes. The hotter, the better.
Okay, last up.
She did last night.
Has Stephanie ever spent six figures in one day on clothing, Carrie?
Six figures? No.
No.
Okay, thank you very much. I like it. Okay, well, this applies to everyone here. Aaron K. wants to know, for both of you, why do you think Cameron was so upset about the baby surprise when she admittedly agrees that she and Brandy aren't such close friends?
Yeah, you know what? I think she just felt not included. I think she just felt kind of shunned, which is kind of weird because they aren't close.
But wasn't everyone else in the room not included, too?
I knew.
That she had known
you knew,
for
right.
You knew, and I knew. But people she had known and gone to school with for, like, 20 years did not know. So for me... Mm-hmm. In that moment, I truly felt like Cameron was making this baby about herself and not celebrating the baby and how amazing it is for Brandy.
Let's go to Patty from Wisconsin. Hey, Patty, what's your question?
Hi, my question's for Stephanie and Carrie.
Okay.
Love you both.
Love you more.
Love you.
Love you. I was wondering, do you agree with Brandy that Leanne thinks her name is just as important as the Westcott's or Simmons?
Do you agree with Brandy that Leanne thinks that her name is as important as Westcott and the Simmons? I will say, I don't think any name's more important than any other name. I feel like I am not a big
person.
But
do you think do you agree with Brandy that Leanne thinks that?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think that Leanne thinks that her name's as big as their name.
I would, yeah, no.
She's not. Hannah she's B. Not that crazy.
Hannah B. emailed for both of you. Do you think the necklace Brandy got for Deandra was sincere, or do you think she was trying to buy her friendship?
Didn't we go in on that?
We all went in on that. It was sincere.
Oh, excuse me, sir.
Yes.
I would like to chime in.
You did. Was that
we paid
betrayed?
Money for that.
We paid money. Like, I gave Brandy cash.
Yes.
Did Brandy? But she didn't portray that.
There was
that
not a card that
episode.
Had my name on there.
I think she said this is from your...
She said your...
B-I-T-C-H-E-S.
Oh, that's sweet. She's spelling. Your kids aren't here. Yeah, no. She did say it was, but I think it wasn't translated. So I just want everyone to know that we did go in.
You're welcome, Deandra.
Yeah. I hope you enjoy.
Oh, that is so funny. Let's go to Kristen from Alabama. Hey, Kristen, what's your question? Hey, Kristen, are you there?
Kristen.
Okay, she's not there.
Okay. We love you, Kristen.
So were you guys around when Deandra and Leanne had that fight in Beaver Creek about
who was
number one?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So were they fighting about who the star of the show is? Yes.
Yes.
They were.
Yes.
That's what I
but
figured, too.
But it was more
too.
Deandra was really, like, wanting to be, like...
The star of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. And Leanne
was just kind of, like, they were going at it. They were, like, aggressively. But it was mostly, Deandra was being pretty aggressive.
I was asleep, but Brandy woke me up at 4 a.m., and she was, like, telling me all about it.
No, I didn't hear anything about the queen. That I did not hear.
All right.
But I heard, you know, like it was just, like, rah.
Like the star, yes.
That's amazing.
It's very amazing.
I wish the cameras wouldn't have gone down.
Yeah,
we all know that the crazy stuff with you guys happens literally at like 3-4 in the morning.
Always.
Here's an interesting question, Carrie, that I don't think I've ever asked you at the reunions. Ingrid N. texted, the way you and Mark got together gets brought up a lot on the show. How does his ex-wife react to it?
You know, I mean, she's good. She actually just got engaged. She's doing great. I mean, no animosity.
All good.
Yeah, all good. All good.
Okay, let's go to Katie from Charleston. Hey, Katie, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hey, Andy, my question is for Stephanie.
Hey, Katie, by the Stephanie way, be careful down there.
Mm-hmm.
Batten down the hatches.
We are. We have.
Okay, good.
My question is for Stephanie. Is there anything you would have changed with your fight with Cameron at Beaver Creek? And you owed her an apology.
Do you think you owe her an apology?
I think she focused on the word bash. I do not take back that I do feel like she was making the adoption about herself and she was kind of ruining the moment for Brandy. But I wish I would have said badgered instead of bash because I feel like she hung on to that word.
Right.
But the sentiment's still there. I stand by how I felt.
The cinnamon is
the
still
cinnamon. The sentiment.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I say keyword.
The cinnamon is still there.
Yeah,
is
the
this
sentiment.
Yeah,
it's the same.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not the sharpest tone this show.
No, you are. Yes, you are.
You are. It's like when you say naked.
On next week's Dallas, Leanne invites the women to a smash room to break things, but first they have to move. They have to take a moment to hammer each other. We have a sneak peek. Watch this.
We all have somebody inside that we're not letting each other see. I feel like this group is pretty good at being fake.
You know me. I have never been fake. I am not a fake person.
Okay. If that's the way you feel, then I will let you have that. That is yours.
So what do you mean let me have it? Explain that.
I've certainly not said everything that I have felt.
Oh, you said a lot. You've also told people how much money that I said was in my bank account. What the f- is that?
What I was doing was trying to
What were you doing? We have a loyalty. I don't do that to you.
I agree.
And it's humiliating, man. It's humiliating.
Wow. It's not fun to see this friendship fall apart because it's like
it's a long-lasting friendship, so it's
right.
Sad, huh?
Stephanie, Aaron S. emailed, does Travis still leave a list of chores for you to do?
No. No, not at, actually, not at all. I feel like he just gave up in life because it's never going to get done.
He also got raked through the coals publicly.
Oh, yeah, that helped,
too. I'm sure it did.
Public humiliation works.
Yes.
Every time.
Let's go to Tiffany from Illinois. Hey, Tiffany, what's your question? Hey, Tiffany.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, what's your question?
My question is for both Carrie and Stephanie. I love you both. Why do you ladies think Cameron is so judgmental of everyone else when they're just having fun?
Is she judgmental of people's fun?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's somewhat the community that she is in, and it's just how she, I think she's been judged, maybe, and I think that maybe that kind of makes her feel like she should judge others.
Brenda T. wants to know, who has the most money out of the group?
I mean, my coin's my coin, your coin is your coin. I'm not talking about it.
Scotland P. wants to know, if Cameron has a right to call Brandy classless when she made you feel uncomfortable, Stephanie, in her home and made Brandy cry. There's nothing classy about that.
No, I don't think she had any right to call Brandy classless. I feel like we all have a different set of rules that we live by. And
right.
I've never been treated horribly at somebody's home like that in my life.
Okay, it's game time, everybody. Ashley girl, Leanne Locken, grew up with a lot of things in her hands, and they're not just hands. They're just hands, but they work quite well, which is great for us because she's about to hold a bunch of things in a round of What's in Leanne's Hands? Carrie, grab these Ramona eyes.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Head over to the green screen where your pal Leanne will greet you at the roundup.
Okay.
Stephanie is going to give you clues to help you guess what various things Leanne has in her hands. If you get 7 in 60 seconds, everybody wins and go.
Okay, so Brandy and Deandra bought really expensive ones of these. You wear them to the rodeo.
Cowboy boots.
Yes.
There you go.
You ride this like
a bull.
No, but it's like you can ride it and go on like little romantic things with your husband. No, it's
a horse.
An animal, a horse, yes.
Yes.
You can play with your lady parts with this.
A vibrator.
Yes. Cameron rode it real slow.
Bull.
Yes.
Bull. Yes.
Bull.
Yes.
Brandy loves to drink this, and she calls
tequila,
it this.
Fireball.
No, and it's red, and it's like, it's another word for wine.
What, Jesus juice?
Yes. Whenever you sing, you hold one of these so people can hear you.
What?
Whenever you sing, yeah.
Yes. Are we done? Oh, no.
If you want to get really kinky, you can use these and
handcuff.
Not hand, yeah.
Wow. Really good. Thanks for playing. Let's go to Melissa from Alabama. Hey, Melissa, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question is for Carrie.
Okay.
Carrie, yes. So after seeing all the drama it caused, do you regret telling Brandy that Deandra says she abuses Adderall?
No, I don't regret it at all.
But also, here's what I didn't get, because she did admit to you in that first
Absolutely.
Episode that she was referring
she
to
was.
Brandy.
100%.
But then she didn't cop to it to
right.
Brandy. Am I right about
yes,
that?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay,
yeah,
I didn't understand
you know what?
That.
Yeah, no, I stay true to myself. And this year, I've been on a very big honesty kick. And
right.
just being more myself, I feel like I was a little bit scared in years past. And now I'm just kind of like, you know what? Like me, hate me, it is what it is. And
right.
No, I don't regret it.
All right. Stephanie, Jackie D said, after sharing your personal story, did your ex-boyfriend ever reach out and apologize to you?
No, but his ex-girlfriend did. And
Whoa.
She had similar stories. She said really? After that relationship, she was cutting herself.
No.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Mm. Let's go to Kathy from California.
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
You guys are my favorite.
Oh,
my daughter Amanda loves you guys, too. So my question is for both of you. So do you feel like Leanne is making an effort to change for the better this season, or do you really think she's just up to her old tricks?
I definitely think that she's making an effort to change. I think that she has shown me a lot of progress.
I would say the same. I see her thinking before she reacts. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen all the time, but yeah. it's better than it was. And I think she's really making an effort with me, so I can only judge her on that. So for me, I saw a change.
Yeah, I did too. And I mean, I feel like, you know, I put forth more effort also. I mean, it's not just her to blame.
No.
You know?
Do you guys get treated really well when you run around Dallas?
I'm usually running around in like scrubs
yeah.
and like with
right.
my hair on my head.
Yeah.
People don't know who I am.
Yeah.
I feel like you get treated the same.
It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Cristiano Ronaldo's new underwear campaign where he is almost naked
yeah.
in a giant.
Yeah.
I know, but the thing is, he's almost naked in a giant ball pit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing that someone can look that hot even while laying on something that's traditionally soaked in urine.
Yeah.
Today's Shackle goes to the newest cast of Dancing with the Stars for having us all give a collective who?
No.
Seriously, I went through the list on the radio this morning. There's some girl from the Harry Potter movies, a Bachelorette contestant, and some sporty and modely people.
Yeah.
Thankfully, they pulled through with Nancy McKee from the Facts of Life, so I could at least root for someone. No disrespect, but I think my mom's more famous than like half of those people. But they don't allow bicorns in the competition yet. I want to thank Stephanie, Carrie, and Jack. It is the After Show with Stephanie and Carrie and Officer Jacqueline. Chief Jacqueline. I keep saying officer, but you're chief.
Chief.
I want to give you the respect that you...
Thank you.
Let's go to Kristen from Alabama. Hey, Kristen, what's your question?
Hey, guys. I love this show. This is my favorite franchise.
Thank you.
My question is for Stephanie. Oh, you're welcome. My question is for Stephanie.
Okay.
Are you jealous over Brandy and Deandra's new bond, and do you think it will affect your friendship in any way?
I do not get jealous when my friends have other friends because that's being a grown-up. But no, I feel like they're good for each other. I think Deandra and Brandy are both going through a lot, and I feel like they found an outlet within each other just to have fun and forget about what, you know, because Brandy was having a hard time with her son and adjusting, and then Deandra was having issues with her mom and just trying to figure out her life. So I feel like they were good for each other.
Back to the phones. It's Becca from New Jersey. Hey, Becca, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Can't wait to see you live in November. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
My question, and you guys have been cracking me up all season, Stephanie. I literally almost peed myself when you and Brandy were going down.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
It was hilarious. But my question is for both of you, Stephanie and Carrie. I was just wondering, who do you think has been causing the most unnecessary drama this season?
Ooh.
Sometimes this girl. Never me.
She said she's going to report back whatever you She's the bone collector this season.
She is the bone collector.
A little bit. But then I kind of learned my lesson about halfway through and I quit. Okay. Yeah.
Let's go to Tammy from Arizona. Hey, Tammy, what's your question?
I love you, baby.
Hi, guys. My question is for Carrie and Stephanie.
Okay.
And it is, what do you think will come sooner? Deandra getting the business from Mama D or Leanne marrying Rich?
Oh.
Leanne marrying Rich.
I agree.
Wow. I want to thank Stephanie and Carrie and our chief from Richmond, New Jersey. And more, stick around. BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
Is win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly crying.
Lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries, and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.